All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for joining me once again. I know I have some time between each of my episodes, and I do appreciate the following that you guys give, as well as the valid information that I bring forth to you guys is truly based on the community that we have built. And one of those topics today is going to be in regards to when you do have to deal with narcissists, just plainly, and the abusive behavior that continues no matter what's going on. The gaslighting will continue. You know, all their bad, lovely, nasty tricks will continue. It is now upon us who are having to deal with them, that now we just basically have to put up our brick wall so we don't react. And that is definitely key. I know it's not easy. It's very difficult. Especially with a lot of, many people will go gray rock, they'll go kind of yellow rock-like, I guess, you know, where, you know, you're trying to avoid, but you can't completely go cold shoulder because, like, you have kids that you share with this abuser or whatever. So, you know, it's, like I said, it's not easy, you know, and it's very triggering, as I'm sure any of you who've had to deal with this, it is very triggering. You know, you try to bend over backwards to be extra kind and extra nice because you don't want to be seen as the bad guy, because you're not. It's their bad behavior that, you know, like I said, there is a reactionary thing that they are constantly trying to have you do. They know things trigger you. They know what triggers you. That's the whole point. They were absorbing you and looking and watching and taking notes about all your behaviors and all the things that would get your goat, you know. For me personally, let it be racial injustice, you know, and I could definitely get triggered by that. And it's very easy for me. And that's a general trigger. Okay. This isn't, you know, domestic violence wise. This isn't, narcissistic abuse. This isn't any of that. It is just simply, it is my own innate type trigger that I have. I cannot stand, you know, any of that kind of nonsense. You know, if it's unfair, I have a problem with it, you know. And my ex would trigger me by some of that stuff, you know. One, it was a mixed marriage, so I was kind of living part of that life as it was. Just going out on the street, there would be differences versus when I would go out on the street on my own, you know, there would be different behaviors that I got from people. But he knew that that was an issue that I had. And I really, really want to let all of you guys know that as difficult as it is, we have to keep ourselves calm. Take those deep breaths. Let them say whatever the hell they're going to say. You know, you're wasting your time, A, trying to get them to understand your side, because they're never going to understand your side. All they know is they were wronged. And in their eyes, you leaving was them being wronged. And I'm sorry, last I checked, every single adult, especially, has the right to not only say no, but they also have the right to leave a situation when they don't feel comfortable for whatever reason that is. And we found it upon ourselves to pick ourselves up from the bootstraps, from whatever, and take what tiny little tidbits of items that we could to protect me and mine, if you will, away from this bad guy that wound up being in our house, that had full access to us on all facets, and our children and our family members and everything else. And, you know, I have to applaud you guys, every single one of you who is going through it currently and realizing what they're going through. That was some of the scariest stuff I went through. I found myself in anxiety attacks because of basically the band-aids being ripped off on what my life, what I thought my life had been. This changed everything, me realizing that. And I know I'm not the only one. You know, it's it, like I said, it's a huge task. And no matter what games they pull, you just, you know, look at them like, hey, you're the crazy one, not me, you know. And you have to walk away. You got to tell them, hey, I'm not going to engage. That's what you want. You want me to get into a pissing contest with you. You want me to go back and forth with you. You want me to get mad and triggered and everything else and lose my cool, because then that gives them CCCC, and all it is reactionary based on the abuse that you've been receiving. That's what that is. And don't give them that. Like I said, you're allowing them to win. And just don't. I know it's hard. It is not easy. And that doesn't even begin to describe the difficult level that is going on when you're dealing with somebody who is abusive in nature. They just are. Their jokes are not jokes. Their jokes are digs. Their jokes are triggers. And then if you are triggered and you do react, why are you being such a sourpuss? Why do you have to behave that way? You know, because you just put me down and insulted me in front of me and mine. And, you know, you could go down a list, but they'll never understand that. So, like I said, just, I know it is not easy. It is literally, probably easily the most difficult thing that you will have ever had to deal with. And there's a lot out there that you could deal with that's difficult. But this is just, it's over the top. And unfortunately, there's not enough support systems out there, legally especially, that help back you. And it's just the reality of it, you know. All I can say is please get some form of support system. You will need it. You're going to need somewhere that you can go and just let loose. Go and speak to somebody, a therapist, a group, domestic violence group for survivors, for, you know. And you don't have to have already been out of the situation to go to one of these meetings. I urge each and every one of you, if you have not attended a meeting, please go to a meeting. You will find yourself wanting to go back because of all the good that I got out of even my first meeting. It was just me and two other women. That was it. But good Lord, it kept me coming back, you know, because I needed a place where I could speak the truth about what was going on. And I didn't have to worry about keeping face, you know, saving face of, you know, trying to be strong for my dad or, you know, any family members or whatever. You don't want to speak ill of, you know. And for me personally, I am to the core, I am a very nice person. And I will be, I have, you know, especially in this situation, I was abused over and over and over again. On a daily, if not hourly, and sometimes minute-by-minute basis. And when you finally do get out, you realize how much of a deep breath you can finally take. And anytime you come near somebody who is of the same type of behavior, whew, if nothing else, at least now, you know how to handle them. You know not to engage. You know to tell them, hey, no. I'm not going to engage with you. I'm not going to deal with you. I have asked you. I've explained it to you. Just like I do anybody else. It is not my job to make sure you fully understand what I am saying. You are a grown ass adult. So act like it. And if you can't act that way, then why am I standing here wasting my time? You have told me more than once by your actions, words, and otherwise, what you feel and how you feel about it. So, you know. And it comes down to that, you know. And if they're still going to behave the way that they do, then you do not have to give them anything other than just, you don't have to say hi to them, okay? I mean, even if you're dropping off children and there are things that are, you know, I know there's got to be longer conversations than here's the children, okay? Because you're dealing with kids, and you're dealing with kids change all the time, for one, I babysit my granddaughter a lot, and minute by minute and day by day, she can turn and find herself having a really moody afternoon, but she had a wonderful morning. That's what kids do. If there's any changes energy-wise from the people around her or in the house or in the facility that she's at, in the building or whatever, these are children. They're going to pick up on that. They may not be able to express it, but you're going to all of a sudden have, a 3-year-old all of a sudden throwing a fit, and you don't know why. Could simply be they're just in a foul mood. Maybe they didn't make it to the toilet on time, and it just threw them off their game all day. It happens. But these are the type of things that you generally need to, say, hey, she's been having a rough time this week with whatever. Okay, she has homework to do. She can't stand the math homework, and it's really bogging down her self-esteem. Okay, these are things that, from a parent to parent, when you guys are split up and you're trying to do the drop-offs and all that, these are some of those conversations, or hey, Junior is grounded, so he can't go over to Johnny's house today. You gotta say these things, or he's got a field trip on Friday, so make sure he's got, his stuff he needs for the field trip. Even if you don't go into descriptive of he needs a sack, he needs his lunch, he needs, whatever. Okay. These are just things that you will need to discuss with them. But anything further than that, just really try to keep it to, if it doesn't have anything to do with the children, even an opinion about what's going on, that's not dealing with the children. The children is their behavior, their wants, desires, and needs that need to be met, no matter which parent is involved, and whether it's a grandparent type of situation, parents that are split, parents that are going through a divorce, whatever the case is, But when you're dealing with an abuser, he's gonna use the kids. That's just, if he didn't use the animals before, he probably will now. These are all things that they do, And it is up to us to stand strong and just tell them, I'm not gonna engage. If you even feel the need to even say that much, because you don't even have to say that much. Tell them what you need to tell them. I'll be back here on Friday because that's our normal pickup day, or whatever the case is, whatever the situation is, because it's very different from one to the other, And for those that are looking into having to get and deal with visitation with your abuser, who now at least is in the process of being an ex, you guys are no longer living in the same house, whatever. I personally would recommend using a place like the police department. Because he then can't act a fool when you go to drop him off. You're going to be on good behavior because you always are. It's them that become volatile sometimes when you have them drop off at your house. I don't want you to know where I live, Or I don't want your car even to be known to be sitting in front of my house, Or going to a church and doing a drop-off. I think a police department is, for as some people may feel, well, it's a little harsh. Well, his behavior was a little harsh. And a matter of fact, his behavior, if any of the abusive behavior would have happened out on the street, and it was not in any kind of relationship. Like a stranger came up and walloped you across the face because you picked up your keys with your left hand instead of your right, or whatever the case might have been. Okay. If they, like in my case, I was, a couple times I was choked damn near to death. Okay. My light was fading. Okay. And he finally gave up because he realized the kind of breathing I had going on, But if he would have done that out on the street, he would have been arrested on the spot. Plain and simple. Not just arrested, charges would have been brought, and he would have found himself behind bars for that. But because of the way our society is set up and has been for quite some time, that, for a while, woman had to be under the man's thumb. You were the one that had to keep your woman in check and all this other nonsense. Okay? It was that behavior and that kind of train of thought that has allowed some of these individuals to, what happens in your home, it happens in your home. Okay? There seems to be a different set of rules for if you do this to a perfect stranger, then people you know, and especially those that you live in the same house with. They handle the domestic end of things, in my opinion, very ass backwards. It should be, I'm sorry, if you hit somebody in public, you go to jail. Then why is that any different when you put your hands on me inside my house? And because he didn't leave a good enough mark or a mark, period, then he doesn't get taken in. Or because we were under the absolute duress of stress of that we were deathly afraid of reporting it at the time. Like for myself, I took pictures, I documented shit, especially once I realized what was going on. Yes, it was all at a risk, huge risk. He could have gotten into any of the places where I had those located. And, I can only imagine what would have happened and thank the Lord that, had universe or somebody was looking after me, me and my family, because I know that would not have gone very well at all. And I always say going very well, but, shit would have hit the fan, and cops would have had to have intervened. Basically, because I don't think he would have been able to control himself because he was already losing it with just simply me telling him, you can't treat me this way. And that would cause him, that was one of the situations that caused him to choke me. So there were times he would hit me, he would smack me. And then, we were in public and I literally had people telling me, hey, give him a break, da da da. You're gonna hear that. That's just what happens, because for some reason people would much rather see people stay together than if you're toxic, you're toxic, That's I have a very thin line when it comes to that. You don't it, if you won't hit a kid because they tell you, "Hey, I don't like that." That's a proper way for them to tell you. Don't hit me. I don't like that. I mean, I was a preschool teacher for many, many, many years. And that was one of the lines that I would always tell any child from the age of one all the way through sixth grade. Tell them what you don't like. If you don't like it, let them know. Well, they took my toy. Okay. Tell them, hey, I didn't like that. That's my toy. I was playing with it. Give it back. That would be no cause for an adult to smack a kid over that. I feel that people take and they have more restraint when it comes to children than they do grown adults because they are absolute children and they have no maturity level. They have no disregard, complete disregard towards others and their boundaries and what is okay and what's not okay. Because everything in their eyes, they did right and they are entitled to it. And that's the biggest problem. Their ego's involved, their entitlement is well on display, and they think they have the power to do things that everybody else has to abide by what the societal rules are, is to keep your hands to yourself. And these are the same people who will tell you that it's your fault that I smacked you because I was late for work, because I couldn't sleep last night, because you told me that you didn't like something that during a conversation. That is not my fault. And that is one twisted way to get there. And like I said, the examples I'm giving are just, they're very minor. I'm just giving them as examples, and sometimes on the more simpler side, as just simply a point to kind of, it helps you, it magnifies maybe what I'm trying to indicate here, And I want to applaud each and every single one of you guys that have moved on, that have even just simply realize the type of situation you're in, because it does, it takes a lot. That first unveiling of I am literally being abused, can, because for years, for myself, I had the veil over my eyes. I had the, sunglasses that were just really, altered the actual scenery, It took out a lot of the top of the trees and everything else, if you will, And but once I started coming to the realization, things just kept rolling and kept rolling and kept rolling and kept rolling. And I'm like, holy cow, this is just, it was ridiculous, And it was extremely stressful because I couldn't tell my dad, even though he lived with me, that's not something I could talk to him about openly. He was elder, he had memory issues, and I did not want him even leaking a word of what I had realized, And even though I had told my abuser that, hey, this is spousal abuse, which I would never recommend that kind of talk. I did not realize it until, goodness, until I was almost ready to leave that I had re I was watching Dr. Romani, and she was talking about how don't tell them, don't let them know that you're on to them, or their mask will come completely off. And she's right. He, the moment I started telling him that you can't treat me that way, this isn't legal, this isn't right, it's not, and his behavior escalated from there. That's after that is when I started getting choked, instead of every once in a while getting smacked on the mouth, or smacked on the ass in some way, or having many other things, but the sleep deprivation and the gaslighting and the manipulating and all the other nonsense that came along with. But it was then that his gloves kind of started to come off. And the older he got, the more those gloves became non-existent, And if anybody's dealing with somebody who is aging, like I said, I had a 19-year difference, By the time we completely split, he was in his 60s. I do believe he was like 65 or 67. I don't even remember anymore. But either way, there was a distinct age difference. And one of the things I also found out after I left is the older a narcissist or domestic violence abuser is, the more erratic their behavior will be. Because then they get pissed off. I mean, in general, you get ticked off because your memory is sliding, or you just don't have all the same control that you once did, And this is one of their big things. They are losing control, all at the same time that they're also kind of losing some of their own faculties. And that's stressful in itself, But just please, do not look at it as a way for you to get through to them. They will not listen, and even if they pretend or portend like it, like they are, in all reality, they're not. They're just getting more and more fuel so that way they can abuse you a little bit more at a different angle. So as you change, or as you develop, and as you realize the different things, don't let them in on any of that stuff, because they will manipulate you again, or try to. This time you'll probably see it, because I'll be honest, some of the stuff it wound up just being very blatant, especially once I told him that I was seeing this, and like I would start to gray rock him even while we were together, I was trying to get my master's, and my ideal was, I've got schoolwork. That was my excuse, and that was what I went with, because it was very true. Anybody who can attest to, if you've ever gone to school for anything, any college degree whatsoever, it is not easy work, And there were times I was writing 3 and 4 papers that needed to be done within the next 24 to 48 hours, And here I am having him berate me, demean me in every shape, way, and form while I'm trying to do my homework, which has nothing to do with abuse. But sometimes I would find a way to put it in that paper because it was a form of therapy for me, And whatever it is that you can find, use it for your therapy. We all need it, So, like I said, just remember, don't engage. Easier said than done, yes. But again, just don't engage. That's the best thing you can do. Give whatever little information you need and move on. And if they say anything, just look at it. Look at it just kind of like what you would do, say you had a grandma or an uncle or whatever that was going crazy. And everybody knows, and they've been diagnosed as 5150, and they've even spent at least one night in the hospital under the, in essence, the crazy ward. Just consider it like that. It's just somebody talking crazy, because that's what it is. If you ran across a guy that's, out in the middle of the street, downtown, whatever city you live in, and they start hooping and hollering crazy ass stuff, you're not gonna engage with them. You're gonna avoid them, right? So, or at least avoid them the best way you can. If you have to enter exchange because you gotta get past the doorway and they're right there, okay, I get it. But you're gonna do minimal conversing, minimal eye contact even, So just, that's the best I can say is literally do not engage with them. Don't try to convince them. Don't try to get them to understand. Because again, it's not your job to get them to understand. You're an adult, just like I am. I mean, you were supposedly of sound mind, so why am I going through hoops trying to get you to understand something that you will never understand, never truly listen, never ever will you hear what I'm actually saying, because everything that I'm saying, you're twisting and turning and everything else. So, like I said, when Grey Rock isn't possible, please, I beg of you, do not engage. And do what you can to get in some form of therapy. If it's a group, a survivors group, or you have insurance and they cover some, or find like one of those BetterHelp type things or something that's online, anything, the podcast, writing. Be creative. That's what you want to look. Tap into your creativity. And that will bring you so much solace. Even like when you do have to engage with them, it gives you a place that you can go to get rid of all that muck and that yuck. Take showers after you leave, Believe it or not, it will make a difference. You'll see. I mean, it just does. Some people say it's crazy. Get out in nature, listen to your music. Do your yoga, your meditation, light your candles, get involved in crystals if that's what's, whatever drives you, whatever has a pull towards you to even try, do it. That's going to help you not only find yourself again, but it's also going to help you to be able to manage and calm those nerves that you once were unable to calm, So, like I said, it's going to be better health and better wealth for you. Your family, your little ones, all around, you're not only already starting out as a good person, but you'll wind up being a much better person than if you would have stayed not meditating, not going into nature, not experiencing earth, wind, fire, all our little elements. There's a key component to, in a way, self-medicating through Mother Earth. So, I love what you guys are doing. Please stay strong because you guys are all bad yammas. All right. So, I'll talk to you guys next time. And good luck with everything that anybody's doing. And please remember, you can always reach out to me at loveisn'thurt@gmail.com. And like I said, if there's anything you want to discuss or just simply, hey, I need to let you know where I'm at. And I can send you resources or what, whatever you may need, want, or desire. Okay? All right. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful day.